Welcome back to the Ground Level. Previously, the fall topics. Hell, I'm sure this name will change a few times as the days come. We're just about to roll into 2025. What a strange past few years this has been. This is going to be a really relaxing 2025 New Year's Eve for me, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, just a few things to go over, I guess, in this short little episode before I kick back with my family tonight and just kind of reflect on what we've been through, not just ourselves as our family, but and as a country. What a shit show we've been through. An absolute disaster. Carried all the way from 2020 with the COVID garbage and, you know, Biden. And I mean, just my gosh, just one thing after another. A lot of stress, a lot of pain, a lot of fear. You sit back and you watch what these politicians have done to our country. And everybody knows how I feel about that. I mean, they're all in it together. I've never been a hardcore Trump fan, but I want to see what he can do. You know, that first round, we had that barrage of just nonsensical shit in 2016 that just went on and on, nonstop. Some policies were applied that I really agreed with. The annoying Trump, you know, tweeting and all that garbage. Xing, I guess it's called now. Yeah, what do they call it now? Now that Elon took it over. But what I'm getting at is that those first few years of Trump, and you know, one of my theories that we're going to get into here in a little bit, I would not be surprised. Number one, January 20th can't come soon enough. Biden's out there doing all the fucking damage he can before he leaves. Democrats are still, I mean, you know, they're still in power for the next 2-3 weeks. And here they are just doing everything they can to just go out with a bang and a really bad one. Almost like giving the double barrel middle fingers to everybody. The 16 Trump, you know, the 45, that was just nonstop hell. And it was annoying. You know, I'm 50 years old, never seen anything like it, where an entire system of government and corporate went after this man nonstop. And the brainwashing that has happened to half of our country. I happen to live in a state that's extremely, extremely woke. Basically, anything California does, they just take the next step. They go on full throttle. It's tough sitting through all that, or it was tough sitting through all that when I wanted to see some results. I don't care who the president is, whoever my president is, and everybody out there needs to take the same perspective. You need to look at that person as that's your employee. All that authority and power that the government has in America is granted by the consent of the governed, us, we the people. And it is sad. I mean, this is we can go down so many rabbit holes. You know, for example, the government has done everything they can to basically not teach our government structure to elementary students. I was learning, you know, the preamble and the first Bill of Rights and all that in third grade. They don't do that now. Not here in Washington State, I can tell you that. And that aside, we've just seen this ongoing pursuit to dumb our people down, confuse our people. This is all by powerful people because they just want to seize control. They want to dominate. And they just keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away at our rights over the past two decades. And here we are now. We're in this complete mess. People hate each other everywhere. Yet, just, you know, the nonsense of this young generation because they're lost. They've got the government has basically entrapped our educational institutions from elementary school up through college. You've got this new generation that doesn't really know, they don't understand what it means to be a free society. In a free society, there's going to be consequences. It's the nature of it. There'll never be a perfect government, a perfect society. Humanity itself, right down to the ground, is part of the problem. The human nature, the human psyche. Humans want control. They want power. They want shit that they don't need. And I think I often wonder, is it that Democrats believe, or forget Democrats and Republicans, because I hate them both. But is it the new liberal mindset? Have they established that we can't adjust people's thinking behavior because they know humanity is so just ripe with faults? So is it that they have finally realized that there is no true progress? There are good people, don't get me wrong. And individuals, you can teach morals and ethics. But as a collective, they can't figure out, well, gosh, why won't people just see things our way? We're the arbiters of ethics. We're the arbiters of morality and truth. And so then it becomes, well, we can't, we've tried and tried to massage our input into society, and there's always pushback because the American culture is stay out of my way. You know, I'm free to come and go as I please. So I really truly wonder, is it then that they realize that they can't change things that way? So now it just ultimately has to become, we have to control them. And then we're going to ease it in like a snake. It's just going to slither its way in. We'll keep their attention over here while we're changing all these policies and government and laws and structure. Eventually, they won't even remember. I mean, you go 100 years from now, if we were still on this path, I would suspect. You know, that reminds me, if you haven't seen it, and it's tough to watch through now, but the plot, the idea was a really great movie. It's called Logan's Run. And if you haven't seen it, please do. And I remember as a little kid watching that. Gosh, what was that? I think it must have been late 70s that came out, or very early 80s, maybe 81, 82. But the idea was there was in this future utopia. You know, we've seen that story played out so many times. And that was actually one of the first. That's such a great idea. You sit through it now, it's very 70s and 80s. It's tough to sit through. But there was a scene I remember when I was young. There was a scene where they're out in the forest and in the wild. They've escaped the futuristic underground world. And when they come upon Washington, D.C., and all the buildings that remain, but they're all overgrown now with nature, and there's wild animals running around, and you can barely make some of the buildings out. And they get into one of them, and they find a cassette tape that had the national anthem on it, and they played it. And I remember as a little kid, it made me so upset. This is a little, I think, gosh, I must have been 7, 8, or 9 years old. And they played the national anthem. None of them recognized that song. And the look of, what is this? It killed me. It kills me now to think that that could be a thing someday. Hollywood is after this mentality of destroying our country. Calling us in our, you know, adolescence. Fuck Sharon Stone. These has-been actors. And again, sorry for jumping off topic here, but these has-been actors still trying to remain relevant in today's society because they know their time is up. And they know that they're becoming insignificant. Or at one point, the whole world just worshipped them. And now they just don't matter. But the whole, so they go around the world and they lecture people about America is such a faulty country, this faulty country that made you a millionaire. You stinking hypocrites. You disgusting hypocrites, all of them, sit there and say how much they hate our country. Ah, don't even get me started on fucking Canadians that come over here. The Jim Carreys and the Ryan Reynolds and on it goes. They come over here and just soak us up for millions of dollars, living better than most Americans, and then have the nerve to sit there and talk shit about our country that made them wealthy. Man, that, and it never gets said. It never gets said to any of them. Boggles my mind. Because the American culture worships celebrities. That's part of the problem with our government right now as well. Is people worship these people, these team players, you know, red R, blue Democrat. Red R, blue D, you know what I mean? Not my guy. My guy wouldn't screw up. My God, all the horrible, stupid shit we've seen Biden do with, you know, the pardoning. My gosh, I think there's up to something like 1,600 pardons. The most pardons and clemencies right now are the most in U.S. history among presidents. And he's releasing some pretty shitty people. And then you'll see the people, the defendant, go, the majority of them are just for using pot. Shut the fuck up. No, they're not. It doesn't take much time. You go onto the website, you can see the cases. It's a little research. There's there's no better website than a government one. I mean, my gosh, just trying to get your license renewed is just navigating through any government website is a complete joke. But what I'm getting at is that you see what that man has done. And we heard time and time again, I'm gonna let the justice system play out. And if you go to one of our previous videos and look where I actually did a thing on this, where we play how many times Biden said that he would not pardon his son. And his son, Hunter Biden, what a complete dirtbag. What a complete piece of shit dirtbag. I mean, what's that gotta be like? I didn't grow up with parents with that kind of money and power. That's got to be intoxicating on its face, just alone. Everywhere you go, you're worshipped. Now you introduce crack and alcohol and gambling and hookers and all this kind of shit. I mean, that just must be a bizarre world that he's, and I'm trying to give benefit of the doubt here to Hunter Biden. Substance abuse like that at that level has to completely twist your brain up. And maybe to some degree, I don't know the man, but maybe to some degree in those moments where he's really just broke, you wake up and take a good look in the mirror and you go, I got to make some changes. I mean, he is a human being. He's capable of depression, sadness, happiness, joy, and excitement, all those same. It's just tough to watch these people that continue to just, number one, fuck up their lives when they don't have to. And I don't want to spend too much time on Hunter Biden. I mean, I've seen enough of that shithead to realize I don't really give two shits about him. You know, I don't wish anybody to make poor decisions and destroy their own lives. But my gosh, man, what that guy was doing with going over to Russia and making all these natural gas deals, pay to play, giving time with his dad. Everything has been a shit show since 2016, since the election of Trump. And that's what, kind of circling back, what I was saying is that, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, that DC machine, and you guys hear me say it all the time, that machine is as corrupt as you can get. It is just right down to the ground evil. None of those politicians can look past their next election. And so for decade after decade after decade, it was the system of repeat, repeat, you know, shampoo, rinse, repeat. Just keep it. Hey, this works. This playbook is working like a charm every time. I just got to tell them what they want to hear. We need to do our think tanks, find out what people are upset about, what do they want to hear, and then apply it. And there was a time. Now, corruption has always been in. You know, the nature of man. So I imagine there's been corruption that goes all the way back to Jefferson. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Now, that was a whole different world. This is still relatively, I mean, this was an absolute infant country at that time, and it was a new system, and a lot of changes have been applied over the years and new amendments and et cetera, et cetera. But what I'm getting at is that DC machine is so disgustingly corrupt. Can you imagine what really goes by? If people saw what went on really a fraction behind closed doors, the American public would eat itself alive. There would be chaos unfolding in the streets, not only because of how angry people would be about what happened or what has been going on, but also because now you have applied this level of mass confusion and low information and misinformation. And that's one of the things that Democrats have mastered. Everything they do, they get out in front of it, way ahead. They know they're going to apply something. They're going to do something. So they immediately just start, probably months in advance, because they start saying the Republicans, oh my gosh, they're doing it. Look at those Republicans and conservatives and their misinformation. God, I mean, look at ivermectin. That was a perfect example right there. They have mastered getting ahead of stuff to keep you looking over here, while then they just apply and put into play whatever it is that their goal is for that week, that month, that year, of soaking people of their money while saying all Republicans care about is money. Now, Republicans, man, Dan Bongino said it brilliantly about Republicans, while they're not the solution to your problem, the Democrats right now are the cause of all our problems in this country. And it's sickening. It's sickening. This is not the country. Gosh, man, it's so funny. You know, you think about when you're 15, 16, looking at ahead, and somebody 30 years old looked like an old man. I'm 50 years old, and I still remember, as we all do, 17 years old as if it was yesterday, because it goes by so fast. And then you think about, you know, when your parents would say, this is not my grandfather's country anymore. This is not my country anymore. You know, I got sons. One day, God willing, I'll have some grandkids. And I hope this country has straightened itself out, because we are on a collision path. And that collision is with ourselves. And that's by design. There's been this effort to get us, you know, I'd have to look that up again. Was it the divide and conquer? You get us torn apart. You know, no divided country can stand. And we are so divided right now. I can't believe some of the comments. I've had to dial back my social media time with comments, because I just can't. It gets so frustrating when you see somebody. Now, there's trolls out there that are just trying to stir shit up because they're useless degenerates that have nothing better to do with their failed and miserable lives. So they just got to fuck with people. That aside, there are some genuine people out there that, you know, gosh, man, when they sit there and say, you know, oh my gosh, Trump's going to run America into the ground. We're in the fucking ground. We're taxed up our ass. They tax us on our income. They tax us on our property. They tax us on our grocery. They tax us on services. They tax us on food. Tax. They tax us on everything. Carbon taxes. How much are you driving? Licensing fees. We're taxed beyond, which is not what this country was supposed to be. And that's how many of these young people don't realize that people were escaping that horrific taxing. Kings taxing people, taking their money undue. And here we are again. Our money goes to that filthy fucking machine up there in Washington, D.C. And there are good people in there trying to change course. I know it, but they're just so overpowered. You know, our CIA, the NSA, Secret Service, all those machines, and the CIA pretty much is it. I mean, that system has got to go. Now, or cleaned house, at least. And that's kind of circling back to what I was going to say is Trump this time has an opportunity. And God willing, he takes advantage of it. I'm skeptical of any politician, but that was why the machine went after him so hard, because he wasn't part of that system. You know, the guys, obviously, he grew up in a whole different world than I did. I didn't grow up where my dad gave me $1 million and all this kind of thing. That all aside, the guy's not stupid. He's pretty shrewd. He's pretty smart, sharp. I mean, considering his age, he's sharp as a tack. He learned a lot. Now he went into the government running like just some Queens, New Yorker from, you know, 16 to 20, talking shit back to people and just being kind of like a, you know, a loose hinge. And I think, though, because of all that, man, you look at what he has stood up against with the hoaxes after hoaxes and the lawsuits and the Stormy Daniels being shot. Twice shot at or attempted. First time actually being shot. Second time attempting. This man gets right back up and keeps moving. It's not late. I need to dial this back. What was it? 2 days after he had been shot in the air? He's already back out there telling people to fight. I mean, we've all seen that banner day, literally, with the American flag behind him, with his fist pumping up, saying fight, after the man had been shot. Nobody said shit about gun violence then. It's always amazing how Democrats are just the biggest fucking hypocrites again. They get real fucking quiet when it doesn't serve their purpose. I'm so sick of that shit. Republicans are just business as usual. Those old men that are just a grand old party. You know, they don't know what to do with themselves. We've got some new blood that's finally getting in there. It's going to take time, though. And I wish the Democrats would take that same approach. I wish they would step back and go, why are we doing this? Or people get into that. But most of the Democrat Party, the ideology, is motivated by anger and jealousy and hatred. And that's part of the problem. They know how to massage that element of the human psyche, jealousy. And man, do they do a good job at it. It's not that you didn't try hard enough. It's because it was stolen from you. That's the entire platform. Those people take it from you. It's not fair. It's not fair. Here we are. New Year's Eve, approaching 2025. And we literally got 20 days to go till the inauguration. And all I will say, circling back to that, is I would not be surprised if something big happens before then. Something that is cataclysmic. So major. World War III. Fake alien hoax landing. I mean, look at all the shit that's going on with this weird dust that's been floating around in Florida. Strangely enough, Florida. Look at the drone thing all over Jersey. There's some, either it's distraction, just to keep our attention, or there's something really being put into play here. Because look at that chaos that caught them off guard in 2016, and he disrupted that system, Trump. And that's kind of saying again what I was about to mention is, I think Trump learned a lot in those 4 years, and now that we have this, my gosh, I mean, Qatar, that just, you know, what was it, after his election, a week later, he told. They, the leaders of Qatar told Hamas, you got a week to get out of our country. Inflation has gone on pause suddenly. There's other world leaders that are going, oh shit, oh shit. And they understand our system. And they understand that going in, Trump has the House, Supreme Court, Senate, and the executive. Now, I've always had a problem with that. When the entire system is controlled by one government. Now, down at the local level, it's even worse. Washington State over here. We've been Democrat run for 50 years with no opposition. And that is solely why our country or our state is a complete disaster right now. We're a laughingstock across the country. I think we were one of the three states that went more left. I mean, even there were even more conservative votes in California, if I understand right, than there were in Washington. And again, everybody that listens, I've said it a billion times. It's not about Republican or Democrat for me. It's that DC machine. It is all about just soaking the money from you while they live like kings, literally, the nobles. It's sickening how much money. Yeah, I mean, does everybody realize that the DC zip code is the wealthiest zip code in the country? I mean, that's no coincidence there. I believe Trump has been given an opportunity here. I hope January 20th comes along and this, you know, glides right into the 47. But again, I say, everybody, folks, I would not be surprised for one minute if some things are already getting put into play, because we saw what they did to him for four solid years. Now he's got control, at least for the first 2 years. And none of these things are going to, everybody that thinks that, okay, cool, Trump's in there, everything's going to get better. No, it's not. These things take time. And the Democrats have been patient and methodical and chipping away at our system, turning it into this, whatever their vision is, this socialist utopia, where they, again, even as a socialist utopia for the people, let's say that existed, the DC people still become millionaires. You don't. Bernie Sanders and that bullshit fucking statement of his, I mean, forgive my language, folks, but that crap with the lines are a good thing. No, they're not. You don't want people standing in line for bread. It's just sickening all the way around. But it's also, again, a play to your feelings. We got people now that are in Congress that have had enough. And I, again, just getting right back to what I was saying, there's an opportunity here for Trump to do something right. And I think, if anything, now he at least knows how the DC machine operates, right? He knows what he's got to do. But with that kind of full throttle power at his helm, and we're already seeing Republican pushback, which is pissing me off too. Let the man build his cabinet. He has every right to build his cabinet. The people voted for him. Give him his cabinet. You got these Republicans that are just not going to vote on it, or they don't like that pick. We already saw with Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, I don't know how I feel about him. I mean, he's a smart guy, an attorney, sharp. Something about the guy, I don't know. It just didn't sit right with me initially, but the whole Elon Musk thing I also think is very, very fascinating. Who could have imagined 10 years ago this is what our government would be look like? You know, the Department of, what is it? Because the Dogecoin, I can't remember what that acronym stands for now. Department of Government Efficiency, correct. And having Elon Musk in there, man. I really hope they do the right thing and they answer to the people appropriately what the people wanted. The chaos, the pumping chemicals into kids, the transgender movement, which is just clearly satanic. Not in their beliefs. They're being manipulated by Satan. I mean, how? Right? You know, everything in our world right now, the rainbow, and it's just a big F you to God. If you look at it, if you take a step back, the rainbow being homosexuality, going and telling adults that you need to be taking these little kids and pumping them full of chemicals to block their pubescent stage because they feel like a girl or the opposite sex, whatever it is. That's sad. We have done some serious damage to so many children across this country. And those, man, that's going to play out. When I'm 70 years old, all those kids that were fucked with, mentally, hormonally, there's going to be so much pain and anger and confusion and just they're genuinely sexually screwed up in their head. And there have been a lot of people that were pushing for that. And I think they had some really awful intentions there. And that alone, you know, we've seen these past 4 years with all the corruption and Biden and, you know, him being basically absent-minded for the past year. And I will state for the record, I don't wish dementia on anybody. It's awful witnessing that. And anybody who's seen a family member or a friend go through that, it is awful. And I'm no doctor, obviously, but I assume just by his cognitive decline, a lot of the stuff that we saw, even in some debates, which is, you know, hey, speaking of, one thing to consider, Democrats didn't get to vote. Kamala was just ushered into that position. And I wonder also if that's kind of why Biden was, you know, is doing the damage he's doing is kind of like, hey, you guys screwed me over. I'm gonna do some damage on the way out. The squad, the Ocasio-Cortez, my gosh, you know, there's a person that's just blatantly stupid. Just stupid. I don't care if she was a bartender. That doesn't bother me. But look at that. You can take somebody like that. Where was she from? Brooklyn? Put her in this position of power. And within just a few years, what is she worth? $25 million now? Man, if there's ever a, you know, a statue or a, what are those called? Those boards on the street, you know. If there was ever an advertisement for join the government, she's it. Poster child. You have to forgive me. A little glass of wine in me and already my 50-year-old brain starts to take. I'm sitting here talking about, oh, man, is the cognitive decline. And here I am like, what's my name again? It's the bottom line. I really, really pray for this country all the time. I've got a very, very dear friend of mine. If you've ever listened to our show, his name is Brian. And I've seen him. I pretty much have stayed on point over the past 10 years, and I've watched him slowly come around. You know, that, well, do you know what it would take to, I remember these conversations 9-10 years ago. You know what it would take? I'm saying this without him here to defend himself, but we are going to have an episode next week where Brian joins me again. But you know what it would take to actually put together that kind of a conspiracy? Yeah, not much. And in this new meme floating around that, you know, conservatives are the sheep. See what I mean? About them getting ahead of it. Who was wearing all the fucking masks? Who was taking 6 and 7 boosters? Who's buying all the Pfizer and Moderna bullshit? And Dr. Fauci, who should be in prison, mind you. That disgusting liar taking kickbacks from both of them. All that stuff that's coming out now. That, yeah. All that horror that we went through. And then you see this meme about conservatives being sheep. But conservatives are the ones, wait a minute, they want it both ways. I thought conservatives are just conspiracy theorists. Wait, what? Which is it? Are they sheep or are they conspiracy theorists? And the one that thinks he's just so clever and, you know, he's going to answer that. Well, they're all sheep by believing in conspiracies. Oh, good Lord. When does this shit stop? It won't. We can only manage through this chaos to the best of our ability. Everybody knows that I do very much believe in God. I do believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. And things have got to, that's going to be the turnaround. It's when he when the good Lord returns. Because there are a lot of days, and I know many of you who are on my political positions here, you wake up some days and you just wish the good Lord would just take you home. When you see this chaos, it's just spinning out of control. Folks, just like you, I'm waiting for January 20th. Let's see what 2025 is going to kick us off with. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to be a crazy ride that first year. And something's going to hit. Everybody can feel it. Everybody can feel it in the air. They know what's coming. Hopefully things turn around for the better, of course, because I know people are exhausted. People are so hungry for reason again. That's what's been missing in our country for a long time now. Just being able to have a normal conversation, expression of different ideas. Well, thanks again, folks, for listening to our podcast, The Ground Level. Previously, the fall topics, and like I said before, our name will probably change again. Please like, subscribe to our channel. You can follow us on Rumble. You can check us out at Spotify and our RSS feed. This is always fun. Thanks again, everybody.